begin the Gemara daven sentence kedushin of chavzayin. Begin the basic and test matam the Gemara. But medvam mum. When we say that if you maxig one of them, that you acquire all the fields, it should not like to make kolim if he gave him the money of them all. So says every time you can say wait a second. Then balei chazaka namikana. Then even without the chazaka, you're going to acquire mitam kesef because the king of kesef of this service. What do you need the chazaka of one field to acquire them all? If you paid for everything anyway. Hashem says, but he says the Meir Ba'aschet is talking about in a place like Kana Bekaspa where the Kenyan doesn't work just with money, as the Gemara says later on, some places overhead previously that they need other types of things too. So you need Chazaka too, and therefore it's not acquiring with Kesef. The Meir says, he's going to say, wait a second. So then, what are you saying that this makes the Kenyan of Chazaka more than Kesef? Because Chazaka you do on one, you can get them all. Well, the chazaka in the mouth is like, yes, but you tell me the chazaka doesn't work without paying for the whole thing. So, my rach, Rabbi Nachman says, the matonami kind of kolim, yeah, but with a mechi, right, you would have to pay for the whole thing. But with a gift, you would require them all. Kishazak ba'aksman, well, like, yes, when you're being maxed one of them without money, which you don't find by money, and therefore that is something that chazaka has over money. Now, but Rabbi Bishmomi Ibra Pirish, he explains like this, Shinosin de me kulam, what does it mean that he gave the money for them all? It means the following case. It means the seller owed this money to the buyer from before. Ah, Basha Nicha, that makes sense. The Ba'isa Mois Loikainen. It's not true with the monies itself. He would not acquire it. Kihechid Lematzal Kadusha Ben Itzah, just like you're not Mimkadish a woman, a Vishal Milve, it's alone. Achanaman Lematzal Mikna Ben Karka wouldn't acquire Karka with money that's owed. Oh, behind Namiki Yavakoch the Chazoka, Shakan Lekesu. So that actually makes it, so it's without money. It's like, there's no Kinikas over here. And it's working just with the Chazoka. Therefore, even on one field, you'll get all 10. So therefore, it's Yipakoch of Chazoka over Kesu. Next time to begin with the words of Gemara, Es behemis be'afser echad. You could acquire 10 animals with one halter. So says Tais Nir, it seems the Ayri, it's too much. Kulin kashurim be'afser echad. Must be that all the 10 animals are tied onto one halter. But he's only holding to the hoof of the hero of one of them. That's what we're saying. Oh, Mila Kani Hashad, don't you think you'd acquire the rest? Ah, but why the Mesadis? So because we're going field, b'chazak ashlaksman, kaina, if you're magazine one of them, you're going to acquire. It's exactly, it's the same idea. Why? So it says, because the ears, like Mamish, if it was literally that the halter is holding on to them, if he's maxing on the halter itself, not on the hoof of one of them. So my Maisim, what are you being arrived from this? The Mahakashan, maybe it's different shekhs, because if you're holding on to the halter, which holding on to all 10 of them. So it's not like holding on to one of the fields out of the 10. You're holding on to all 10 at the same time. So therefore, actually, you know, you're holding on to the hoof of one of them, but you're all connected to the same halter. That's like holding on to one of the fields out of the 10. So it says, it seemed that Davkash nosn demei kalabemis, but it must be told that he gave the money of all the animals. Just like we are in fields, you said you have to pay them for them all. Shandig Mar answers, no, it's not a rabbi, because Hosni good to be other. What tying them together is in his hand. In other words, according to Tashi, not holding the halter. Yeah, but but he could have them all if he wants to at the same time by holding onto the halter. I mean, the main idea is because they're all tied onto the one halter. So therefore, you can acquire them all. If he would do that, it's like it's connected together as one. It's not possible, and therefore maybe it wouldn't be the same thing. Maybe for fields, if you got one, you would not get them all. You know, this master begins with words of the Gemara that how do you know Gilgashua? Because it says Amen, 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 Meshdeh, Amen, Meshach, Bchulu, all these different things that you learn out from the redundancy of Amen. Which says every time you begin to say, wait a second, Nolan Kalahani, how come all these different things? This man, the other man, before marriage, during marriage, Shvua and Allah. How do you know? Halakha said El Kay Amen. It just says two times Amen. One is one time. You have one extra one. So how do you learn all these things? Mishnah says what he says like this. From one Amen, you know about the curse and the oath. And Be'ishah Be'ishah, we're going to give another man. Why? Because this Amen is going, whatever's mentioned in the parasha. The oath and the curse are explicitly mentioned in the parasha. Because Namay also says Tachas Ishech, that any Znus that you were when you were married, the Mashmah sounded like Be'ishah Be'ishah, whether this man or a different man. So that's all learned up in the first Amen. The Idach Amen and other Amen, what's that come and include? When she's engaged, or a similar type of engagement like Shemer Ziyavim, which is not written in the parasha, that's what you know from the extra Amen. Next testament begins with the word Zigmogel, the Kanilak Shavus. So what are you going to say? He warned her when she was engaged, but he's giving it to drink when she's married. And the Takas Ishach to come Rachmana. So how are you going to explain that this that says that she was Mazana? Tachas Yishech, I shouldn't know she was engaged. Hakam Ashma. Claim, in other words, Sha'at Achshav Tachas Yishech, that now, when I'm giving you a drink, you're married under your husband. This is a Tachas Yishech, I'm going to say, wait a second. No, Lelefrushik Rahachi, How do you know? Explain the pasuk this. But how tumah tachas ishech mashmasha stichlis misurin. Doesn't sound like that. The drinking is now. It sounds like the tumah, the znus was when she was married. But that's not the case. What the gemara is attempting to say. This is what we're saying. Just like we're including from ish, that kinu de erusin, as the gemara says, perek erusin, cited the chavdal mal aleph, that we see that the warning of erusin works. So chanam nipas stira also include that the stira should be the same thing also, and therefore yeah, the stira was when she was engaged, and you can give her a drink when she's in the suah, just like the warning by erusin works, so the stira works. Like Tesmat begins the words of the Gemara. The Nika Ishma Oven Machman, but Tari says that it can't say this case because the man has to be cleansed. He could not have had be with her after she had done this nus, because then he himself would be committing a sin. He has to stay with such a wife, and therefore it wouldn't check out such a site. It says Tesmat Tari begins to say, wait a second, look, why don't you explain? Why don't you say he didn't know? So the other Adlach Mekan, he didn't know until afterwards in this Tara. That she had been secluded beforehand. That's considered cleansed from sin. Because even according to the Maskeret of the Gemara, that explains that it's through Gilgal Shvuah, who is not cleansed from sin, since if she had been mizan be'erizin, or rather, obviously, since he's in error, but we consider him, never it's going to check her out. So why didn't you say the same thing over here? The Shem says, with the Shani Hacher is different. Why? Since when he's giving it hard to drink, at least. He knows now that he obviously had to be with her in sin. And whether when he did this, the intimacy, he was in error or not, but you can't say that now he knows that he cleansed himself to give her a drink. But the Gilgal, doesn't when he's giving her a drink, that if she was or not, that would be considered that he's cleansed from sin. Next says, this is the Girsa. Allah, rather obviously, must be, as the Gemara concludes, that must be al-day Gilgal, must be through Gilgal, and that's how he's getting her to drink and to take an oath from when she was engaged, must be through a Gilgal Shmuel. And the Leker Sinan, with the Gis is not the Konila Kisharusam that he wondered when she was engaged v'istara and she secluded v'nechtes l'chupen and she gave l'chupen v'chules etc. No, Elohim Yasinan. No, the Gis is like Tesa Bingsa Elav al-day Gilgal, must be that's through Gilgal. Like she knew Sula. He wondered when she was already married. In this time, she secluded. But good, and then, devolving the oath on even when she was engaged. Even though, on this main point, that it was not fit for an oath on its own, because he didn't want her for it. Well, come on, that's what the Gemara's proving. You could create that it should devolve the oath of property, of real estate, even though no oath applies to it. Now, because you're going to ask, wait a second, how they look? Maybe they couldn't, like, she erusa. Why couldn't you explain it? That's not right. He warned her when she's engaged. We start and she's secluded. And he gave her a drink when she came to the chuppah. Meaning, not like what Tez was saying, like, you know? The Karin b'tachasishach, because it will be tachasishach. How so? Meaning now when he's giving the drink, it's tachasishach. Menukum Oven. He didn't be a devil in Menukum Oven. It's clean from sin. So it says, "Boy, look, Mehachi b'Misach Zivam." Actually, the Gemara Yivam is that the Chesam Rav tried to say this, but Shinalan, the Gemara rejects it and says, "No, Mebal the Ishev says that if someone laid with you without your husband, she cut Meshkibis Baal LeBayel. Means that the husband had already laid with her. That the bias of the Baal was before the Baal. But she cut Meshkibis Baal LeBayel. Not that the Baal laid with before the Baal." That you cannot have as nos of erizin in any situation, because there's nos erizin come shchibis bayil hu. Because if she has nos by erizin when they were only engaged, then obviously the bayil came first. Bivamis also over there ika demokilah. Now those who want to explain kishabala aras beveisavia, not true. You could have come shchibis bayil even by a nagusa. How so? If the aras had been with her when she was still in her father's household. But the Tosfos Ula Yisrael Hashna Ula over here does not hold that answer because there's no dechik here. It's pushing it. That's such an answer, and therefore he brings the idea that it must be the only way possible must be through Gilgal Shvuah, and that's his right. Kein Pesher Kodesh. That's where Rashi explains. He says the question is difficult because the Bishmaitin Nami Al Karchach Samech Hishnu. It's not true. The Gemara obviously relies on that answer And which officially Ula doesn't hold up, because the Kamnik Gemara says, Elim the Kamnik Shehusa, if you're going to say someone that he wondered when she was engaged, Umash Kamnik Shehusa, and he gave her the drink when she was engaged. But that can't be, because Tachas Yishra Melachman, the Torah says, it's only when she's married, Pratla Rusa, that excludes when she's engaged. Now the question is, but Lomim Lehaikura, why does the Gemara need to bring that Pasuk? I believe it should have just said the Pasuk of Mibal De Ishech, not Tachas Yishra, Mibal De Ishech, which is meaning, Velisha Kamishkin is Bali Labal, and not that you'll have if the boil is came before the Baal. Ah, Shmami, no, obviously, because, yeah, no, it's not true. Not necessarily that it's even that the boil came before the Baal, because it could be longer that Teretz of that Gemara, but the Baal August, the Beis Abiyah. Could be the Bia's Baal was before, because he had Bia with her when she was still in her father's household. So, Mkane, if that's the case, how'd you kushla dochte? Then we're back to the question. How can we say, because Ula does not hold that Teretz, if the Gemara obviously did hold that Teretz in the Gemara Yavamas? So nearly appears to me says the time the Ratz Lukman bin Lachub Blay Nibble. The reason why we couldn't say it's talking about that he came to Lachub and he didn't have Bia, so then you'll cover your bases and you'll have a mashka for which was Zan as a Husa, and you won't have to say to Gilga Shura is because the stuff of the Kishmol, because Ula had like Shmuel. The Amma that he says, as the Gemara says within the Zaim Bays, in Chupalibsulais, there's no chuppah for those that are apostle. But Kimish Nibble, since she had Bia with this boil that she was had steer with. In chuppah to Vespat, so actually the marriage that the husband's having with is not going to take effect. And therefore the Kirin was quote unquote Tachasish, like me Tachasish, because she never got married. Unless it says, I'm going to say, the Rav, the Mish Chubal, the Sulz, the Rav, the holds that there is chuppah to Psulos, and if that's the case, Yochalu Ukma, the Konlak Sherusa, then he could explain that it's Tomat, that he warned her when she was engaged. I mean, that was the chuppah, and then he went to chuppah, but they did not have Bia, because according to him, the chuppah would take effect. So he can't Gilgash woman only, so where do you do Gilgash woman according to Rav? The Shemitah says, what you can say is, Nafkale, mi amin ishzeh, mi amin ishacha. From what the Gemara says, it says amin, amin two times, one from this man, one from another man. Claim in other words, she'enach yev eshvu al acha, that, from you're right, from a different source, that she's not obligated an oath for someone else, so the Kinley didn't want her regarding the other man, but magalgal al acha, he has a roll around from the other one, and therefore you see Gilgash ruach from, not from the case of Arusa, but from the case of the acha. Then says, "What time are we going to say? Wait a second. Why does Ula have to learn from Arusa, which I have all these difficulties with? Why didn't learn it from the Halacha Meshacha?" Hashem says, "What he says, no, the Mahalei Nafka, the Megalak, because from there you wouldn't be able to learn that. Even though that's Gilgash Shvuah, you wouldn't be able to learn what we're trying to learn out from that. You could make a Shvuah on Karka from Gilgash Shvuah from a Tal. Because the Hod the Megalak Shvuah Meshacha, this you make a Shvuah from another man. Yeah, no, I say Meshacha because really that other man also Shach Meshvuah would also be applicable to the oath of this site Imkin if he would want it regarding him." So, okay, so you could do with Gilgash Shvuah. But Karkad, but Karkad, there's never oath at all. Ibn Lamagal, I would say that you cannot do Gil on that. Well, but Hash, but now the main Gilgash Shvuah, the Karkad, Gilgash Shvuah, but now they're comparing the Gilgash Shvuah of property to the Gil of the case of Narusa, which is what Ula is learning from. Oh, Nicha Shapa, that makes sense. Like, about Rusa, not Nicha Shapa, because Rusa also, there's no oath ever at all. And like Gilgash, only through Gilgash, Dafka, Kedbarish, like we said. So, therefore, that would be a good right. And then says the Ben Tim begin to say, wait a second. Larav, according to how does he learn the Gilgash from another man? That's not compared, like we just said, why Ula doesn't learn from there. So since Yishim, he says, no, this somebody holds me, ish acha the kamar, this that says from another man, hain afil mekotten, even from a child. Oh, she mekan lal, there is no warning for a child. There's no oath there ever at all. So lach mekalkan, even though you don't giggle, but whereas what Ula, Leslie Hasar, doesn't hold this logic to say that the ish acha jahurim, they're cotton, and that's why they're learning it from different sources, we're going to lach mekalkan.